In the lunchtime edition, a private sector survey shows there's business sector confidence in the Barbados economy, but ease of doing business and the need for economic diversification remains a concern. Officials of the Ministry of Education meet this afternoon with staff of Wesley Hall Junior School as parents continue to voice concern over a sick out there. Barbados's Prime Minister Motley demands of the ICC a better deal for West Indies cricket, and the first named storm of the 2024 hurricane season forms in the southwestern Gulf of Mexico. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL, always there when you need us most.
The Barbados business sector reports confidence in the economy. However, a survey suggests that ease of doing business and lack of diversification of the economy are a concern. This was disclosed by accounting firm EY's managing partner for strategy and transactions, Christopher Zambrano, as he this morning presented the findings of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry and EY Business Confidence Survey.
60% of the survey participants expressed confidence in the economy's potential. So that's significant. All of them cited the tourism sector's recovery as impacting that positively, followed by essentially the construction sector and increased business and prospects and demands. In addition, a fourth driver of growth is confidence based on the track record of reducing GDP to debt, as well as the confidence in the government's ability to continue to execute on its 2022 budget plan.
He explained the areas of concern, such as the cost of doing business and the heavy dependence on tourism.
The respondents who expressed less confidence in the economy's growth potential cited poor ease of doing business as the main contributor to that, in addition to what they viewed as a highly concentrated economy. It's not very diversified, so we have a high dependence on tourism. So they cited that as a concern for that lack of confidence in there, as well as a high cost of doing business, driving tighter margins.
EY managing partner Christopher Zambrano. Parents of students attending Wesley Hall Junior continue to express their concern about the disruption of classes by a teacher's sick out as officials of the Ministry of Education meet today with staff of the school over the situation there. Classes were cut short on Monday and Tuesday after the majority of teachers called in sick. Last evening, the ministry issued a release stating that classes at the Wesley Hall Junior School would resume today for all students for part of the day, and that the school will close at 1:30 p.m. to facilitate a meeting between staff and the ministry. Parents were asked to collect their children by 2 p.m. When Starcom Network News spoke with parents at the school this morning, their frustration was clear.
Children supposed to be setting exam, home for 2 days, and now come home for half a day. That right to the children is not right at all, not to the school children.
They all fairly school children, though. They should have called the parents and tell the parents, it's 2 days, the children running up and down about here. And it's not fair. They should have called the parents and let the parents know that it's cool and strike. I'm 76 years old, first time in my life I ever see where it's all strike. I wonder the reason the strike is for.
I was not pleased with how it was done. It happened 2 days, and the children left school yesterday and all about town, all over the place, walking all over. Anything could have happened.
I don't blame the teachers, because if there's a lot of issues that are going on in the school and they are not comfortable, if you're not comfortable, you can't function properly.
Concerned parents and guardians of students at Wesley Hall Junior School in the lunchtime edition. Barbados's Prime Minister Mia Motley believes the International Cricket Council, ICC, needs to have a special dispensation for teams such as the West Indies that come from smaller and less wealthy regions. She was speaking on the Mason and Guest cricket program on Voice of Barbados, on which both Prime Minister Motley and St. Vincent's Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves were guests. Ms. Motley was responding to a question from a contributor about the funding needs of West Indies cricket.
You cannot treat to the Caribbean in the same way that you treat to the subcontinent of India, mm-hmm. or to the numbers in Australia, or to the numbers in England, even at 65, 66 million. The reality is that CARICOM outside of Haiti, Ralph, is what, just under 7 million now?
Yes.
And in those circumstances, you also will therefore find that if you try to create a level playing field, we'll never have anybody advertising at the global level. The bottom line is that I feel strongly that there has to be some level of special and differential treatment with respect to how we treat the West Indies as both a test player, but also a one-day cricket team and a T20 team. If you don't do that, you are going to effectively wipe out the history and the civilization of cricket in this region if the only thing that matters is the bottom line profits. And that would be a travesty.
Ms. Motley urges the region to continue to rally behind their team as the T20 World Cup approaches its final stages.
We are going to rally around the West Indies, mm-hmm. because, simply put, nothing's being number one. And it is time for the West Indies to be number one in the Caribbean, for Caribbean people, by Caribbean people. This is our moment, and I hope that with the improvement that we've seen in each game, we'll continue to see on up until the 29th of June.
Barbados' Prime Minister Motley on the Mason and Guest cricket program. Tropical storm Alberto has formed in the southwestern Gulf of Mexico, making it the first named storm of what is forecast to be an active hurricane season. Alberto was located 185 miles east of Tampico, Mexico, and 295 miles southeast of Brownsville, Texas. According to the National Hurricane Center in Miami, the storm had top sustained winds of 40 miles per hour. Tropical storm warnings were in effect for Texas and Mexico. And Russia and North Korea have signed a deal to help each other in the event of aggression against them. The pact has been announced by the Russian President Vladimir Putin and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un as Mr. Putin concluded his first visit to North Korea in more than two decades. Our top stories. A Barbados private sector survey shows there's business sector confidence in the economy, but ease of doing business and the need for economic diversification remain a concern. Officials of the Ministry of Education meet this afternoon with staff of the Wesley Hall Junior School as parents continue to voice concern over a sick out there. Barbados' Prime Minister Motley demands of the ICC a better deal for West Indies cricket. And the first named storm of the 2024 hurricane season, Alberto, forms in the southwestern Gulf of Mexico. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News was brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL, always there when you need us most. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net, WhatsApp, add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.